This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today the focus is on, you know, Capricorn give a movement. So we're hitting the call by the Limpopo Premier, Dr. Popi Ramatuba, you know, to assist, you know, the thousands of Limpopo residents that are, you know, displaced due to heavy rain that caused floods in different parts of the province.
Definitely. And right now we told you we're going to be joined by the managing director at Capricorn FM. He's already in studio with us, Mr. James Chikwambana, joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mpoza. Morning, Mr. Jones, and Happy New Year
for the first time.
Compliments for the New Year. Yeah, like, I literally haven't really seen year. You.
Yeah, no, I'm actually seeing everyone for the first time this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So, how was the holiday?
Oh, very hectic.
Very hectic.
Very beautiful holiday, but now we're back and we have to answer to this call.
No, that's no, great,
definitely.
Yeah.
And talking about answering to this call, you already, you know, as Capricorn FM, we have our news unit that is already keeping everyone abreast with what's going on in terms of the damage and all of that. But then as Capricorn FM, why is it important for us to give back at this time?
We are a caring radio brand. We are a caring radio brand. If you go to the Bible, you remember the story of King David when the city of Ziklag was attacked and utterly destroyed. King David took it upon himself to rebuild the city. As Capricorn FM, we are saying we cannot fold our arms when you see a family without a roof over their head. See a neighbor walking on the street with torn clothes because they cannot afford, and you see a family going to bed without food in an empty stomach, and this is catastrophic. It's a natural disaster. Hence, we are making this clarion call to all our listeners to say, let us join hands. Please join the Capricorn Gives movement and help the families that are affected by these floods. Think about it, Mr. Jones and Poza. Some families last week, they went to bed as a complete family. Tomorrow you go to bed, you are no longer a complete family because a family member has been swept away by rain. You went to bed with roof over your head. The next thing, your roof is taken away by the rain. So we're making this call to say, let us join hands. This is being African. We say we are a rainbow nation. As a rainbow nation, let us help one another.
And as much as we are doing this, but we are also making a call to our listeners to come on this journey with us. Maybe let's talk about how exactly they can partake. How can they make the donation? There's a call for whether it's clothing, non-perishable goods, or even money. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, that is the call. We are here at 11 Pierce Street in Bendo. Those who have clothing items, non-perishable goods, they can just come here to the building, to our studios, and drop those items. And for those who want to donate money, there is an account. I think you guys will give them the account where people can actually make that donation.
We currently have so many business people in our province. I just want us to also focus on them, you know, particularly, you know, what they're doing right now, making a lot of money. Obviously, we're supporting them. This is one crucial moment where they need to step in and assist. What is your message to all these business people?
My message to all our business people and any Capricorn FM listener who can afford. We have got a very creative marketing team, and they made a challenge to me on Friday last week.
Yeah.
And he said, you have friends who are doing well in business. You need to challenge them. And I'm specifically, without necessarily generalizing it to business people, to any business person, a businessman or businesswoman, who is my friend. I am here as the head of Capricorn FM. Capricorn FM is making this call, but I am directing a message to anyone who's my friend, anyone who's in business, anyone who's doing well wherever they are, to say, let us join hands. Join me as I lead this Capricorn FM Gives movement to assist their families that are affected by these floods.
Maybe let's just give that address one more time in terms of where people can drop off anything that they'd like to give.
We are at 11 Pierce Street. Technology makes things easier nowadays. You can just go to Google Map and look for the address. But those who have direct contact with any of the Capricorn FM presenter, reporter, newsreader, administrator, they can also make that direct call to our colleagues, and that a call to me to say this is what we want to do, and then we'll direct them and advise them what to do.
Thank you so much. That's the Managing Director at Capricorn FM, Mr. James Shkwambana.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.